Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
AM. You're tuned into the best damn Husker and NFL coverage on the radio.
We don't fly at 40,000 feet. We're not big picture group. They have work to do today.
You're going to bring us two absolute martinis. And then precisely 7.5 minutes after that, you're going to bring us two more. Then two more after that every 5 minutes until one of us passes out.
And if they focus on anything other than that, it's going to be a problem.
This is the Greger Than Hook Show.
That's like a prerequisite to being at this level.
Welcome back into Greger Than Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. We got Dr. Dane Todd, former Husker fullback, also down at Nebraska Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. All right, real quick, before we get into Mills and some different things around the football program. So one of the things we like to do as we sit in here is share injury stories. That's like, you know, just kind of what we do during commercial breaks. And you said that you tore the ligaments in each of your thumbs a week apart.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds terrible. What happened here?
Yeah, so it was my sophomore year, so Steve Kriwall and I were rotating series the whole time. And in practice, I must have been filling in for one of the running backs running to play or something, mm-hmm. because for some weird reason I was carrying the ball, and I threw a stiff arm at somebody and just felt my thumb not very well afterwards. Yeah. So I go into the training room afterwards, and the team doc at the time, he asked me just try to pick up this the bottle of just lotion there. And
yeah.
I couldn't do it because that ligament in my thumb wasn't working. And he said, well, you're going to have to be in a cast for this. And I said, okay. So they put me in a cast. I'm supposed to be in the cast for about 6 weeks. Well, 1 week later, I won't say who the quarterback was, but he was catching an earful from Coach Callahan to hurry up and get the ball out. Well, his way to hurry up and get the ball out was to check it down to me with a cast on one hand. And he threw that thing 2 million miles an hour, and I was not 10 yards away from him. Catches me right square in the other thumb.
Oh, no.
So I tear the ligament in the other thumb. And so I've got a cast on one hand and a fabricated splint on the other one. It was to the point where I still remember Coach Wade, the old strength coach. He'd have to open the bottles of Gatorade for me in the locker room.
Oh boy!
And so I play like this for a few weeks, still rotating with Steve for the most part, and then poor Steve, he sprains his MCL leading up to the Kansas game my sophomore year, and isn't going to be able to play. And so I go into the training room after practice, and the doc looks at me and he goes, well, Dane, because Steve got hurt, we're going to take your cast off 2 weeks early.
Oh, oh no.
And so they fabricated me a different kind
of splint for it.
It functioned exactly the same way as the cast. It was just a lot smaller.
Yeah.
And so then I played the rest of the year like that.
And that's funny. So, wow.
Yeah, my thumbs are I never had a problem with my thumbs after that 6 weeks was up. They were absolutely perfect, but it was just funny to go perfect. In there. The explanation was the best, though. Well, Dane, because Steve got hurt. Wow. Awesome.
Sorry, we're worried about him a little more than you right
Fuck
now.
Fuck up, son.
Yeah, it's time to toughen up and get out there.
It was great, though.
That's funny. All right, so this week there was some news that dropped. Mills, academically qualified.
Yeah,
he's
great.
Now at Nebraska.
Fantastic.
It is really good. Hooks was, I guess, I'm going to try to tie this all together here because we were talking earlier in the week also that now you've had two of the major sports magazines come out and pick Nebraska to win the West.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So it's been a little while since Nebraska started, you know, has been the team that people were picking to win their side of the Big Ten. And on top of that, they put out their all Big Ten, like preseason all Big Ten stuff. And there was three Nebraska defenders that were on one of the top three teams. You had on offense.
You had four guys,
I think it was.
Yeah, there were four.
Okay.
You had Martinez.
Stoll. Washington.
Washington.
All right, so I want to start there. Washington, year two. He's been limited at practice. Yeah. We don't know where he's going to be. You know, obviously, he's in limbo with you know, everything that's going on in California. Let's operate under the assumption that he comes and he plays next season. Yep. When you talk about a freshman running back moving to, especially you watched him last season, moving to this year, what they're expecting him to be all Big Ten.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? It's lofty.
It's lofty. That's a lofty expectation for him. I'll be interested to see what he looks like come fall camp, just from a size standpoint more than anything else.
That's his biggest question mark, I think, right?
Yeah, I think the dirt, because honestly, incredibly athletic, right? Mm-hmm. Like nobody's questioning that in any way, shape, or form, right? I just worry a little bit about durability at that position for him, even though, you know, now it's running back by committee and it's an offense that doesn't really require the bruising, right? But
how many times last year when you were watching him play, especially, look, man, I appreciate that he likes to crack back on people and try to lay out defensive linemen.
Oh, yeah.
But half the time he was taking the worst of it.
Yeah.
And I'm watching him like, man, you are too talented and too important to
Don't
be out here
that.
Taking these hits. Oh, I know.
I love every second of it.
No, it's great until he can't play for a month because he has a concussion.
Right. And that's why, honestly, I would love to see what he's been able to do in this offseason time in the weight room with Coach Duvall, right? Because if he's managed to put on even 10 pounds, right, I think – I don't think the expectations are too lofty, right? I mean, look at it. Like, and I also always go into these preseason hype expectations and all-conference teams with a huge grain of salt because what are they, like 400 linebackers on the Butkus watch list?
That's right.
Right, and there are 200 centers in the entire college football, and there are somehow 260 on the Remington watch list. Right, I mean, it's just like at some point it gets a little ridiculous.
I'm getting actively trashed on Twitter now.
You are. I just left it up here because I
Why
wanted
are
to,
you guys
your,
doing
I'm
that?
I'm not saying a word.
A radio host in Omaha asked who people think would win a radio host combine, and people were picking me.
And then,
which is very nice of people to have faith in me. I'm telling you, you pick me on a week. If I'm not eating nachos and drinking too much beer, I'll get out there and play.
Now, here's a question, though, for the combine,
because
it's radio host, is there some requirement? Is it like the beer mile? Right.
See, I would be in on
there's
that.
There's a certain number of lattes that need to be consumed during the contest.
All of a sudden, I have jumped way out in the lead on this thing.
Well, the comment that came about that talking about was someone, people are picking Nick, right? And the comment is just because he's in shape doesn't mean he's athletic.
Oh
wow. That's an interesting statement right there.
Let's have Thor Tripp can hit the ball 8 miles because he's a big dude, but we should have a home run derby. Something like that. Yeah. Hooks, I think you'd place.
I'd be all right.
You'd be in there.
All right. Hooks,
although Dane's on the radio now, so Dane would be in this.
I would lose every baseball aspect of that thing there is.
Well, they're talking about doing like a football combine, like that you went through when you were going to be in the NFL. I don't know Thor Tripp very well. He's a big guy. I'm pretty sure I could outlift most of the people. Standing jump ain't happening for me anymore. I'm almost 40, and I've got a lot of arthritis.
Here's the thing. I think you'd have to go back to the old Husker Power point system.
Yeah.
In order to really level the playing field out.
Okay,
you know
now
saying?
We're talking.
Now,
I'm going to
tweet that. That's
sit here with Dane, said go to. I like that idea.
You know, because that's how you level it out, right? Because
for sure.
A guy like me, I'm going to get crushed in straight-up combine thing if somebody can, you know, is – Fabian Washington out there, right? But at the end of the day, from a size standpoint, you know, I might garner some points.
It is probably safe to have a doctor on site.
Oh, good thinking. Let's get you there.
Yes.
And actually, I'll call my brother, who is a neurologist, too.
Yeah, there we go.
I promise you a few people are going to give themselves concussions.
Yes.
Like 110%.
Oh, for sure.
Diving
going at
through
it.
The line.
Yeah, 100%.
No doubt.
So we need to make sure that's good.
Hey, Dane, with I know we're on the football subject. Judge Mills. Eligible in town.
Yeah.
What are reasonable? So you got a guy, obviously, there's probably some Husker fans out there that are going to think Greg Bell.
Right.
Immediately because of what's going on. But what, as you come in and you've seen some of these guys come in, they transfer in, What are expectations like for these guys? Obviously, Mills is different. He was a freshman All-American at Georgia Tech, but then he went the JUCO route, and now he's here. Just getting here late, getting in the system, what would expectations be like for a guy like that?
What do you mean? Like, in terms of what?
Well, just, I mean, obviously it's going to be different. Yeah. He's going to have to learn the system, learn the playbook, learn the schedules. That's a big part. You talk about being the mental side.
Yeah, he's got a big transition to make. Obviously, just getting into the swing of things at a new location, new facility, new culture.
I mean, forsake finding your classes in the fall, right?
Yeah, especially when you're talking about a guy who, you know, there were some concerns about him completing the JUCO requirements to be eligible. There's obviously he'll be starting classes right now. I'm certain that he's already taking summer classes, right? Mm-hmm. And so they'll be working with him really hard to make sure that he makes the transition smoothly and well. And, you know, Dennis LeBlanc and Keith Zimmer down there at the stadium do as good a job as anybody in the country on that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so they'll be doing that. But then obviously he's got to transition from, you know, and not to talk badly about junior colleges or anything, but it's a different level. It's a different level just in terms of the facilities,
the
and
size
the
of the place they're at,
and the resources involved. And so he's got a big transition to make, but I think he'll be fine.
I don't think it's crazy to say he is. If I said three keys to a really good season for Nebraska football, I think he's one of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree.
No doubt.
Because the ground game is paramount.
We need a bell cow.
Mm-hmm. And if he truly is the guy that a lot of people are, when you ask the recruit Knicks and all that, then.
Well, we talked about it briefly. We talked about the short yardage downs last year. We struggled.
Yep, he'll be big for that. DDT, I appreciate
you,
man.
Thanks,
thank you. Fun as always. Hey, guys, we'll be back Tuesday. Have a great extended weekend.